More than 250 people turned out today for a belated hearing on the state's decision to double ferry rates for Islesboro residents. As Fred Bever reports, most of the people who spoke at the hearing were strongly critical of the new rate structure.
Islesboro residents were outraged in May when a new single-price fare for all state ferries was imposed. While that meant a drop in rates for some other services, such as Divinal Haven and Matinicus, the $11 adult fare is twice what residents of Islesboro had been paying, and vehicle fares to the island went up as well.
How will families who already struggle to provide for their kids continue to live in Islesboro when they are faced with such an insurmountable cost?
Kristen Kelly, an Islesboro school teacher and single mother, was one of the vast majority of opponents at the hearing in Belfast, which the state called belatedly after criticism for imposing the new rate structure without one. Kelly says the fare hike poses an existential threat to the island's viability as a year-round community.
I oppose the unethical decision to raise the price so sharply on one island. I oppose the unreasonable notion that one price for all islands is somehow equitable. I oppose pricing that hits the most vulnerable the hardest.
State officials say the single fare system spreads costs more equitably among the islands and is needed to close a looming budget gap. Mark Higgins, the ferry services manager, says the state highway fund contributes some $15 million a year to ferry operations, more than 70% of the overall budget.
If that gap is not covered, the only other option is to alter the level of service provided. The tolls the department is proposing are intended to and should cover the gap.
That's small comfort to Paul Hatch, who runs trucks and provides other construction services between the islands and the mainland. The new rate structure, he says, will cost him at least $30,000 a year more than before. He told his fellow islanders he'd already significantly raised what he charges them to cover the fare hike.
And I'm here to tell you people right now I'm going to have to go more because I've done the math and I'm not going to make it. I employ five people in the spring, summer and fall, three more in the winter months to plow snow. I would hate to let them go because I know within 5 years, two or three of the people that's in this business, such as myself, is going to be out of business.
Islanders want state officials to go back to the drawing board to make a comprehensive audit of systems costs and revenue sources and apportion the costs in relation to distance from the mainland. That could force rate hikes for other island ferries. Some speakers from those islands said they were mostly satisfied with the new rate structure, with the exception of a move by the state to impose an unspecified surcharge as needed. But they also expressed solidarity with the Islesboro residents. Phil Crossman is a Vinyl Haven selectman.
And I look forward to the day when the six island communities can speak with one voice. Yay. Speaking for myself, I'm sorry I didn't speak up when I knew perfectly well Islesboro was being treated unfairly.
After a comment period, the ferry service will have 4 months to make a final decision. A lawsuit filed by Islesboro residents, meanwhile, is on hold pending that final rate decision. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.